All right, so Ramchar Prabhu?
Yes. Hare Krishna. I was saying earlier on, I met Achamata for the first time in 1988 at the Yobel Preaching Center in Johannesburg, South Africa, where I was serving as a young devotee. Achamata lived in the neighborhood, and I was always impressed with her as a very good example of a householder staying outside of the temple. She would attend the full morning program from the Mangalari, and she would stay until the breakfast program, which was always a sweet for us. Now, I was explaining Achamata is an extremely well-known South African artist. And I had also studied art at university, where in the history of art classes, we would study her works. Then I was describing how she isn't only well-known artist, but also an artist in service. Should I start from the beginning, Guru Maharaj?
Whatever you want.
Okay. I just want to continue at the last point where Mother Achavigra was a very well-known South African artist. Not only a well-known South African artist, but also a very expert artist in devotional services to the spiritual master and to Lord Krishna. And Achamata would always remind me that we have to tune into the Guru. And when we tune into the Guru, we become available to the Guru, and the spiritual master becomes available to us. And then she mentioned to me that there's tuning and there's fine tuning. If you really tune the radio finely, you receive the station clearly. And she would mention to me, just to remember, you have to tune into the Guru on the fine tuner. Then you will be more accessible, and the spiritual master would respond and reciprocate you. So I always remember that understanding. But Achamata had many good qualities. One of her qualities was a service to her spiritual master and complete dedication. She had her life's mission to serve without accepting any service in return from her Guru Maharaj, Lakiridat Swami. And 1989, at the Yoga Preaching Center, Maharaj became very ill with pneumonia. Actually, it was really bad. We all thought he might leave his body. Mata Adra Vigraha, she arranged all the treatment for Guru Maharaj, brought him over to her house, rearranged her house, rearranged her entire life just to help nurse him to health. So I always remember that she was extremely dedicated in concern for his health. And for me, that was a major service she had rendered. Then she rendered another major service. She built a house for Guru Maharaj in Vrindavan Ramana Reti area, which was for her quite an endeavor and a major project. And it was one of her major services arranging this house for Guru Maharaj in Vrindavan. Then she, as I was saying, she was determined not to accept any services from Guru Maharaj. That was right until the end, even when she was left her body with the cremation on the banks of the Jamuna River. Everybody was present at the funeral pyre. I was not there, of course, but later I understood and I heard how Maharaj, along with all the other devotees, of course, was trying to place logs on the fire of the funeral. And somehow or other, wood would fall out of Maharaj's hand, or there would be a devotee walking between Maharaj and the fire. But he had to make an extra effort each time to place a log on the fire. Acharya wouldn't allow him to put the wood on the fire because that was her life's mission until death, not accepting service from the spiritual master. For me, it was a wake-up call that we should also be in her mood, serving selflessly, with not expecting the reciprocation in return. It's very often disciples, they want to serve the Guru, they want to give the best, and they try hard, and they over-endeavor, and they fly across the world. That's normal for us. But sometimes, deep in the back of the mind and the heart, we want Guru Maharaj to say, "Oh, you're such a good servant. Oh, you're wonderful. Oh, that was so nice that you did. This was the best prasad you've ever cooked for me. Oh, that garden was, I've never seen such beautiful roses, not even in Mauritius." That's, we expect a little bit of that, I know from myself, but that was never Acharya Vigara's mood. Her mood was serve and don't expect anything in return. Because her answer was, if you're doing that fine tuning and you tune into the Guru, it's heart to heart. He will reciprocate and you will feel the satisfaction without him speaking words. Then she would say to me, "You know, Rancho, some things are said by words. Other things are said through the mind, mind-to-mind communication." Then she would say, "Other things are said from heart to heart." And then she said to me, "But when you're serving the spiritual master, when you're serving Guru Maharaj, it's communication from soul to soul." And she said, "Never forget that point." So we should all try today and remember this, serving without expecting reciprocation openly. It will be there. It will be there through the heart. It will be there through the pleasure that we get serving the spiritual master. But we should pray to Acharya Vigra today just for us to have a tinge of that devotion she had for Guru Maharaj and for the spiritual master. We should pray to her, "Please, Acharya Vigra, just allow me to have 1% of that devotion." This is the mood we should have today. We should all try to meditate on that. We should ask for her blessings. And we will receive it, I'm sure. So, I wanted to mention these important points. And it's always helped me when I have to serve spiritual masters, my own Guru Maharaj, and senior devotees. I always remember these points from Achamata. And but sometimes I still want to hear it in the words. I'd like to say thank you very much. for listening to me, and all glories to Acha Vigra Maharaj, all glories to Guru Maharaj, all glories to Acha Mata, and all glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.